Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey Isime of the Isime Media Center in Indola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today's gospel is teaching us to be grateful and thankful. It is one of the most beautiful aspects of our faith. Why should we be thankful to God? We will list a few things, and they are: we wake up every morning to see the sun shining. We hear the birds whistling and chirping. We see beautiful flowers and trees and mountains and lakes. We see people, neighbors. We see our own children, our partners, in the house that we live in. We feel good. We may have good health. We may have a job. We may have good wages. And the list goes on and on. In other words, let us all count our blessings. So really, we have no right ever to grumble. We complain nearly most of the time. We are never totally satisfied. Some people call it the human condition. But really, we need to have a sense of gratefulness and thankfulness in our lives. We sometimes have the attitude that all the goodness that we have in our lives is our own making. And we may have a little bit of this, well, I deserve it, and I work for it, and therefore I am entitled to this, not realizing that it is God who provides us with everything. Yes, we work, and we use our brains, we have our talents, and we use our strength and our courage to achieve things in this world. However, we should never forget that it is God who has given us these gifts. To take credit for His blessings as if you earned them by your own efforts would be to slight God. The 10 lepers in the gospel today were cured. Only one came back to thank Jesus. While this seems sad, yet it is very much part of our condition, our way of behaving as well. We imitate those 9 who didn't come back to thank Jesus. So maybe we can give excuses for the 9 lepers as well as for ourselves who are not grateful. Because we can say that maybe those 9 saw that they were healed and were excited and got carried away with that euphoria of being healed, that they ran home to their families to show themselves, forgetting the fact that it was Jesus who healed them. Many times when we are in a situation that is critical and we pray for God's deliverance, and it is granted to us, don't we forget quick enough what has happened and how great God is in helping us in those situations? Today we are to use the word leprosy as another way of explaining our spiritual sickness. What is our spiritual sickness? We're all prone to say, I may have my faults, after all I'm only human, but I'm not a terrible sinner. I'm basically a good person. That's what the Pharisees said about themselves. And by doing so, they missed Jesus' saving grace. Like the Pharisees, we too sometimes may not feel our need for Jesus in our lives. We have closed ourselves from being humble and being gracious, and therefore we receive nothing, we learn nothing, we gain nothing. Therefore, the first step to receiving God's blessings is to acknowledge our desperate condition before Him, our desperate need of His mercy. Grace is getting what we do not deserve. And it is true to say we don't deserve anything. This is the only way that we can come to God for deliverance from leprosy of sin, is to acknowledge that we deserve God's wrath and to appeal for His mercy. This is what goes on in confession. The good news is that God delights to show mercy to those who cry out for it. Now, there is difference between being healed and being saved. The one leper who came back to thank Jesus experienced salvation. The other 9 received healing. They didn't receive salvation. Salvation was afforded to the one leper, the Samaritan, because he was gracious and thankful and humble and was aware that it was God who healed him. We love God because He loves us, and also He's looking after us in everything, even the very breath we breathe. Without Him, we wouldn't even be here listening and watching what I am saying today. We owe everything to God, therefore. Praise be to God is required for us on our lips at all times. So let us become aware of our refusal to see ourselves as spiritual lepers, because we have seen the parameter for sinfulness is the 2 great commandments, namely to love God with all our hearts and our minds and all our very beings, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Now, who of us can say that they love God completely? The answer is no one, because if we loved God completely, we would never get bored of prayer, and we would always be singing and glorifying God and thanking Him and seeing His great works in our world. We don't love our neighbor as we love ourselves, because if we did, we wouldn't even sleep at night, knowing that so many people are hungry, dying in wars, innocent people being maimed and killed in every moment that we can imagine. These great crimes of evil are happening all around us, and we live in our own cocoon world. We would never sleep a wink of sleep if we could see the world as God sees it. So therefore, we are with sin. Have no doubt about it. And the closer we get to God, the more aware we are of our sinfulness. And spiritual leprosy is another way of saying that. Let's all learn from this exuberant and thankful leper how to respond to God's blessings, especially to the blessing of salvation. We should join him, the Samaritan one, in glorifying God at the feet of Jesus with thankful hearts. May God bless you to have a wonderful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and praying that you will always have that joy in your hearts of knowing that God has saved you.